Saddle up your horses.
Welcome to Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter. This is the program that proclaims liberty to the captives of our beloved nation, where truth trumps political correctness, where the uncompromised Word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. For God has called us to stand for truth, and having done all to stand, we will stand. It's time to fight the good fight of faith to preserve our country, our families, fortunes, and sacred honor, to protect our property, our schools, and yes, maybe even salvage some of our churches. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Now, here is your host of Red Sky Radio, Rob Walter.
Well, hello, America, and welcome to the Robin Walter Show, part of Red Sky Radio, packed program as always today. Just want to remind everybody that you can also get this program in podcast form. You just go to your icon on whatever device you're using, type in The Robin Walter Show. It'll come up in 3 seconds. You've got this program easy to send around. The audience is growing. I appreciate the support from people. I appreciate the support that comes from people who financially support the program. The bulk of it is still carried by my after-tax earnings, which is why I'm still working in part. They say, why are you still working? You could be retired. I say, no, I don't want to retire. Why would I want to retire? I don't like golf that much, and I'm no good at it. No, I'll keep working till I can make sure every single grandchild never sees a government school, and to support this program. But God bless everybody who participates. You're very dear and near to me. Now, start with good news, end with good news. Hope to. Hang on. We're going to cover some things today. We got some pieces I want to cover as to absolutely why you're committing some parental malpractice if you have kids still in government schools. That's part of it. If we can get to all of what we want to cover today, it'll take about 3 hours. I don't know where we're going to end up, but let's get rolling. Good news. First of all, you know this about Ron DeSantis proposing $8 million in his budget to relocate illegal immigrants to Delaware and to Martha's Vineyard. I think this is just hilarious. I have to just simply say that this guy, no wonder Trump is praising him as a potential presidential candidate. He is fabulous. Now, the problem is Florida can swing different ways, and it could have a bad governor after this, and who knows what happens. But he went on to say, he said, quote, in yesterday's budget, I put in $8 million for us to be able to transport people illegally in the United States out of the state of Florida, and then went on to identify, of course, Delaware, and which is where Biden is, and Martha's Vineyard, which is where Barack Hussein Obama lives. Let them deal with a bunch of them parading around and urinating and whatever on their lawn and so forth. You know, this is the Democrat way that they always stick somebody else with their problems, and then they try to pretend that they're somehow above the problem when, in fact, they don't have to live with the problem. Just like Obamacare, right? Nobody in Congress has to live with that crappy piece of legislation that doubled my insurance rates in 1 year. Anyway, well, I will say only one other thing about that, and that is shipping 8 million illegals, I'm sorry, using 8 million to ship all the illegals out of Florida. You say, well, that's a waste of $8 million. No, it isn't. It'll save Florida well over $8 million by getting rid of them. Way to go, Ron. Next item. I think this is kind of interesting. A company has now made enough Let's Go Brandon Christmas wrapping paper to cover 6 football fields. That's right. Bringammo.com has announced that it has now made over 260,000 square feet of Let's Go Brandon Christmas wrapping paper, which is And I only mention this because, well, next week is Christmas, right? I want to bring you a few Christmas-related stories, and this is one of them right here. So that's an interesting little piece. This is good news, but it's only good news after somebody had to be held accountable, which is the Virginia hospital that now is going to allow COVID patients to get ivermectin, only because the court held it in contempt. That's right. So this hospital, can't think of the name of it here right now, but it's I can think of the name of it. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Fauquier, I don't know, Fauquier hospital. They wouldn't allow ivermectin. It's horse medicine. You know, it hasn't been approved. Well, it hasn't been approved because the last thing we want is a really cheap drug that will let people be healed quickly, cause the Democrats to lose control, and then have Pfizer and Moderna not make billions of dollars in some underhanded way with Tony and his Faucinistas. You remember that rock band from the 60s, Tony and the Faucinistas? I think they're from New Jersey. From Jersey. No. Well, anyway. This person was on the edge of death. I mean, the husband said, quote, "It's a matter of life and death. She's on her deathbed. Any kind of negative repercussions from ivermectin are null and void." End quote. You see, the hospital isn't really concerned about lawsuits because the person's on death's door anyway. They're not concerned that ivermectin won't work. They're concerned ivermectin will work. So, well, it's just for horses. Well, hey, wait a minute. I eat Quaker oats, and oats are horse feed, right? I'm not having any problems. Well, next. Love this one, Greg Abbott, who's become yet more conservative. Maybe it's a re-election deal. Probably is. But he said that he absolutely is not going to require, nor will he allow the federal Department of Defense require a vaccine mandate on their National Guard. No way, man. His quote, "As governor of Texas, I am the commander-in-chief of this state's militia." End quote. That is absolutely true. Absolutely constitutional. Not that the Democrats give a rip about the Constitution. Constitution is just a speed bump in the way to their statist control of everything. Their elitist attitude of wanting to control everything. They're animated by the devil who only ever wanted control and worship, and yet that hasn't changed. Democrats want to be in control. They want to be worshipped. They want to be the heroes. They want to be the saviors instead of Jesus Christ. Okay? There is Christmas message part two worked in there. And last, but certainly not least, Guatemala's president. And I can't say his name. I'll butcher it. It's about five names. He has declared that his country will become Latin America's pro-life capital. God bless you, Guatemala. God bless you. You know, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I no longer, maybe it was last week, I don't know, I'm not using the pro-abortion term anymore. I'm using anti-life. Because that's what the Democrats and the pro-aborts are. They're anti-life. They're anti-lifers. You know, it bothers me that the left will take a word, abuse it, and then hammer us with it. Well, I'm just going to start returning the favor. I'm going to start using their prefixes. They're anti-life. They're anti-Bible. They're anti-Jesus. They're bibliophobic. They're Christophobic. You see, there's no Roe v. Wade in Guatemala, right? And AOC asked what she thought of Roe v. Wade. Says she supports it because those are the only two ways illegals can cross the Rio Grande. Well, okay. We're through that pretty quickly. Okay, moving on to how awful the left is in the classroom. In the classroom. And why you have to get your children, your grandchildren out of a government school. You're participating in child sacrifice, the way I see it. And I actually want to break this into two segments. The second segment I may not get to today because it's not, well, I just may not get to it. I've got other things that I need to get to, but the second segment deals with the coronation of the Gestapo in the United States, the queering of America, the homosexualization of our youth, and the absolute violation of Scripture going on in the government schools as to what they are indoctrinating and forcing upon the kids. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you one example. I got to give you one example. This actually comes out of Missouri. And it's a woman who's queer as a $3 bill who beats up her she gets filmed. She's shredding a sixth grade boy in her classroom. And she's serving these unicorn cupcakes to everybody who supports queer rights. This is sixth grade. So there is a video posted to Twitter showing this teacher, Springfield, Missouri, which is interesting. Springfield, Missouri, I know that town. God-fearing little community by and large. It's a home of the Assemblies of God. Maybe everybody's in Christian schools there. Maybe that's why this witch gets away with it. But she berates this young boy for daring to ask why straight kids, this is sixth grade, why heterosexual boys couldn't have one of her unicorn cupcakes. She goes on to say, quote, this is from the video, just because I support another thing doesn't mean I don't support straight people too. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I don't support black people or Irish people. Or then gesturing to this sixth grade boy or ignorant people. She looks at him, refers to him as ignorant. Then she goes on to say, so would you like a special unicorn cupcake for being straight? All right, come here. Get a straight jerk cupcake for being a pill. You're annoying. You were very successful. Congratulations. What a, and I can't say the word. It is a word for a male piece of anatomy that she calls him before the whole class. She says, and it goes on to say, and what a dip. You're a dipstick. You're a butthead, a weasel. You're a pain in my butt. And this summer is LGBTQ month. Well, I wonder how can a whole summer be a month, but nonetheless, this summer is LGBTQ month, and I'm not going to see you, so I wanted to give you something. That is what they're treated with. And I'm going to read next week, if I can get to it, maybe this week, maybe today, if I have the time, a shocking revelation of the absolute queer strategy going throughout all the many of the middle schools in California to queerize your kids, to turn them into trannies, queers, LGBTQ, SDUVWXYZ, making them twice a child of hell that these teachers, and I use the word teachers loosely, are as part of their Gestapo tactics to steal your children's virginity, their gender, their personal identity. It is sexual molestation by way of indoctrination. And if you don't give a rat's rear end about your children or grandchildren, leave them in the schools. Otherwise, use your IRAs to fund an alternative. But it is so bad. I'll just read you this one thing from California. Their ethnic studies curriculum. Now, I don't know how this vote went. But the fact that this is even up for a vote will stun you. You think, how can it get any worse? About the time you don't think it can get any worse, then somebody, as one guy says, come along and says, well, hold my beer. Well, you hold yours. I can't fit this in before the break. We'll be right back. This is Rob Walter with the Rob and Walter Show.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us, as described in the book of Ezekiel. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor.
We are back, the Robin Walter Show. This, I do not know how the vote came out on what I'm going to tell you about here in California. California is so depraved. The other day, I'm digressing, but I'm out for a walk, and I'm thinking about this thing that Albert Einstein said. It's just rolling through my head, and he said, and I think it's great. He says, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. So as I'm walking down the street, I see a couple walking towards me that are probably a good half a block away. And then as we pass, he says, hey, you're Rob Walter. I said, well, it was a fellow from back in San Ynez, California. And I think, well, what a coincidence. And while I'm thinking, we're saying, well, gosh, what a coincidence. My 1 minute prior to meeting him was this rolling over in my head about Einstein saying that coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. And this party is telling me that while their children, for the most part, are in California, they got grandkids there, parents are there. So we just don't think we can take it anymore. We're over here in Arizona looking for, basically, freedom. And he shared something that he's the only person that has shared this with me that has had the same experience, at least that I know of, that shared it along with myself. And it goes back about 3 years ago when I had to go back into California for a meeting with a client in downtown L.A. And when I crossed the Colorado River coming back, I distinctly felt a cloud of oppression lifting. And what does this man say? He said, you know what? When we crossed into Arizona, he said, I could feel the oppression lifting. It was as though we'd had this conversation and he was quoting me from 3 years ago. And I'm a fighter. I'm a trench fighter, but I want to fight a fight that I think I can win. And there's times to get up and get gone. I'm not saying people listening in California need to get up and get out. But know that if you're going to stay, you need to be there for a reason. And if you're staying there for the weather, that reason sucks. Freedom is worth a lot more than a day on the beach. But in California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum, like I said, I do not know how the vote came out. But the fact that it even rose to the level of a vote should be such a shock. Because the California Department of Education proposed a new statewide ethnic studies curriculum that, number one, advocates the decolonization of American society. In other words, it's the same old crap, the CRT crap, which until a year and a half ago, I thought stood for a charitable remainder trust. is a special kind of trust for charities, which I've drafted a gazillion of, called CRTs. Sort of like BLM, until a couple of years ago, I thought it stood for the Bureau of Land Management. Now it stands for Black Lives Matter or Burn, Loot, and whatever. It goes on to say here that the curriculum is based, well, they don't say, they don't admit this, but the curriculum is based on the Marxist ideology of a Paolo Freire, I think is how his name's pronounced. But the curriculum does include requirements to chant to the Aztec god of human sacrifice and cannibalism. Of course, human sacrifice would be the anti-lifers, would it not? And then goes on to advocate a counter-genocide against white Christians. White Christians. So all of those of you who think we're going to get out of here with a rapture, I don't want to redo that series. Why that pre-trib, we get out of here with a rapture, but it's not pre-trib. You better hang on to your seat and get your guns and your ammo locked and know your Bible well and travel lightly, right? So I don't know how that came out. But you see, the left is so animated. Satan, knowing his time is short, is just moving about furiously and as quickly as he possibly can. Because the boldness of the left is simply over the top. I mean, okay, so Twitter. Let me go to Twitter. Say, I don't have Twitter. I can't stand them. I mean, if you use them, go ahead. That's up to you. But I don't want to support that organization. I don't need Twitter. But Twitter is such a pack of hypocrites. Like I said last week, Jesus hated hypocrites more than anybody else. And that seems to be the defining characteristic of the left. But Lars McMurdo issued a call for genocide against the unvaccinated. This is on a Twitter account. Quote, the CDC should roll out a new program. Get the shot or get shot. So he wrote. He said the unvaccinated need to be rounded up and lined up in front of open trenches. Their choice is simple. America's had enough of their virus. We need to get back to normal life. End quote. Well, interesting, since the virus, the Omicron now, is being spread by and to, overwhelmingly, the vaccinated. It isn't the vaccinated that disproportionately are getting it, and it isn't the unvaccinated that are spreading. It's the vaxxed people. Jenna Ellis, a former attorney and advisor to Donald Trump, said this tweet reveals that the left is moving to a point of literally calling for mass genocide. And so she asked, are you people paying attention yet? Another person pointed out, I thought this was very interesting, said, you know, it was only 2 years ago that we were only going to need 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Right? Only going to take 2 weeks to flatten the curve for COVID. But now, 2 years later, they're calling for pitchforks and firing squads against the non-compliant. Another person here said, vaccinated people are starting to act like they died on the cross for our sins. Should someone tell them that the Omicron emerged among the vaxxed? Well, one Twitter user actually put up a historical photo, believe it or not, of people being lined up and shot as they fell into trenches dug for their bodies. And of course, this is a reference to World War II Germany. It took a while, but Twitter eventually suspended that guy. But he hasn't suspended others. They were on there for a long time. And some still are. So listen to this. This is Twitter's policy, supposedly, on hateful conduct. You're not allowed to target others with repeated slurs, tropes, or other content that intends to dehumanize, degrade, or reinforce negative or harmful stereotypes about a protected category. End quote for a minute. So what is this? I think, are white Christians not a protected category? Apparently not. Because you would not believe what is posted that is anti-white. I mean, it is just unbelievable. I got a list. I won't read it. It's a digression. That's not what this program is about. But it goes on to say, quote, and content that wishes, listen closely, and content that wishes, hopes, promotes, incites, or expresses a desire for death, serious bodily harm, or serious disease against an entire protected category and or individuals who may be members of that category, end quote. So is that Twitter's way out for letting people on there who would want to kill people who are unvaxxed because the unvaxxed are not a, quote, protected category? Well, how about the killing the white Christians? It's all over the place. Now, you think it doesn't get worse? Well, there's the middle school teacher that says, let them die of the unvaxxed. This is on Twitter. That way we will, quote, cut out the 30% who vote the wrong way, end quote. The left is so bold that a candidate, a congressional candidate in California, District 39, I know it well, it's not too far from where I ran, which was District 35. This was Chino Hills, not terribly far away. He had a rant, and he's still up on Twitter, that he believes unvaccinated people should be shot for non-compliance. He said, quote, whenever anyone says we all die from something or a variation thereof to justify not taking precautions to help protect others in this pandemic, we should be allowed to shoot them. So writes Stephen Cox, running for California District 39. He says, why are you crying? We all die from something. Well, says Cox, for you, it's that bullet in your gut. So as one writer said, this guy, demon-possessed, is running for office, and where could he run for office and even have a chance? California. His Twitter account is still active. It's still running because it doesn't violate Twitter's, quote, community standards, end quote. So one, C.J. Hopkins writes here, if things don't change come the 2022 midterms, the only options left are to submit to the tyrants or don't. I'm sorry, that wasn't C.J. Hopkins. That was the National News, saying that the growing escalation of left-wing hate and violence against the unvaccinated is over and above anything we could possibly imagine. And that's absolutely true. It is over and above anything we could possibly imagine. The degree of hate is from the left. The vitriol, the venom, the vindictiveness is on the left. It's all there. And we are seeing this division happen before our eyes. Prepare for it. You need to prepare for a splitting the United States. I've said this so many times. Civil war. It's going to be an interesting mix because you've got the component of illegals. You've got the vaxxed during the unvaxxed. You've got the racial tension. You've got the queers, and you have the Muslims rising up. So it's not really clear who's going to be shooting at whom. But it's sort of like a civil war that has six sides. And there's going to be some of all types on all sides to some degree. Well, all right. This is a week leading up to Christmas. It's time for me to interject a Christmas story again. Unfortunately, it comes out of the Netherlands, where the Dutch Prime Minister has told the public not to cuddle their grandchildren. His words, you may not cuddle your grandchildren on Christmas. That's right, Christmas has been canceled. That's what they've done. They have essentially canceled Christmas in the Netherlands. Prime Minister Mark, not sure how you pronounce it. I'm Dutch, and I'm feeling rather embarrassed for admitting that right now, but such is the case. His last name is Rutte, or Rutt, R-U-T-T-E, told the Dutch public that there would be, quote, no cuddling the grandkids, end quote, this Christmas, after the government cancels Christmas in the Netherlands. Well, for all intents and purposes, Christmas was also canceled in D.C. this year, and there are going to be no nativity scenes in D.C. because not only are they not able to find three wise men, they also can't find any virgins. So, there you go. Anyway, this is the COVID portion of the program. I hate to say that COVID has a semi-permanent portion, but it's only because there continue to be new developments and new stories that you need to hear about. And if you're not going to hear about it on Fox News, because they don't have time for this kind of stuff. They go to the bigger stories all the time. But a study coming out of Columbia University, the renowned, prestigious Columbia University, says that the truer U.S. COVID vaccine death count is likely to be just short of 400,000 people. 400,000. Now, backing up a couple weeks ago, I mentioned that there was an official count in Europe, because Europe tracks how many people died of COVID vaccine, along with COVID. But now in the U.S., they hadn't been until recently separating COVID deaths from COVID vaccine deaths because, well, who knows? Maybe they had COVID, but they died of the vaccine. But they call every death a COVID death, whether you're vaccinated or not, if you've had COVID. They wouldn't separate the two. But in the, I think it was up through November 13th, just over a month ago, Europe had documented 30,883 COVID vaccine deaths. Gotta make that point very clear, because you see, it's one thing to be able to, well, first, let me say, wait, I'm going to say that the wrong way. Let me back up. It's hard to know whether the shot has saved you, because you can't live a parallel life. But you sure as heck, well, somebody else sure as heck knows if the shot killed you. You have no way of knowing if the shot saves you. You only have a way of knowing if the shot kills you. Well, in that piece from a couple of weeks ago, I indicated that the known and admitted COVID vaccine deaths in the U.S. was around 10,000, and studies indicated that it was likely north of 100,000. Now, the CDC's latest count of deaths attributed to COVID-19 is up to 20,000. So it was 10,000 only a month ago. We're up to 20. So the number's doubled. But the study by Columbia University estimates that the actual number is approximately 20 times higher than that, or just under 400,000. So the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, called VAERS, has reported that there are 19,886 deaths and 102,857 hospitalizations, for a grand total of 946,461 adverse events, they call them, due to the vaccines through December 3rd. So the doubling of the number is actually not from November 13th to today. This is being recorded December 17th. That was only in 2 weeks, from November 13th to December 3rd. And Columbia's study's underreporting factor shows that it's actually much closer to not 20,000, but 400,000. Because the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services points out that VAERS is not a document. They're saying this is not a document, that there's a link that's been established between a vaccine and a death. However, Health and Human Services has also noted that VAERS, and has admitted, because that's really what it is, an admission, that VAERS is a passive system of reporting. It receives reports from only a small fraction of actual adverse events. Why? Well, a lot of people don't go on some government website to report that they've had an adverse event from the stupid vaccines. That, coupled with the fact that many healthcare workers have disclosed that they've been instructed by their superiors to not report to VAERS any harm caused by the vaccine. So the researchers have said that the study, quote, suggests that the risks of, this is important, suggests that the risk of COVID vaccines and the boosters. Okay, so I've just got to stop here a second. So you get the vaccine, you've got the risk of death or an adverse event. But you reset that risk of death or an adverse event every time you get a booster. And Pfizer is already up to recommending possibly four. It'll just go on and on because the vaccines aren't real vaccines and they don't really work for any extended period of time. Only natural immunity works for an extended period of time. Back to the quote. The Columbia University study suggests that the risks of COVID vaccines and boosters, the risks, outweigh the benefits in children, young adults, and older adults with low risk or previous coronavirus exposure. This is just... And then Stephen Kirsch, I'll throw this out and I got to be done with this and move on. Stephen Kirsch, the executive director of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, and others have conducted an analysis comparing the anaphylaxis rates published in a study to the rates found in VAERS, and they concluded that the true death toll from COVID-19 vaccines is actually 41 times higher than reported. Isn't that something? Like I said, you know when someone got the shot and you know when they died. You have no way of knowing whether the shot saved you, but you sure know that the shot has killed you. Isn't it funny how we were raised not to be peer pressured into taking experimental drugs? And now we're being peer pressured into taking experimental drugs. All right. You know, people used to ask me, why do you keep shredding Barack Obama? I said, well, look, I don't want to shred him. If he would just quit doing stupid things and saying immoral things, I will quit shredding him. But he doesn't quit, so I don't quit shredding him. Kind of the same thing with Joe Biden. Joe, no brains. I'm your left-wing puppet, Biden. So earlier this week, he accidentally revealed, because he does not have any brains, he actually accidentally revealed the Democrats' scheme to steal elections, to rip off the vote. Let me just give you what he said here. This is incredible. He said at a D.C. fundraiser, he says that, quote, the struggle is no longer about who gets to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote. End quote. Can you believe he said that? You see, Joe is actually paraphrasing another Joe Stalin. He said, Stalin was one that says, it doesn't matter who votes, it only matters who counts the votes. And here Joe Biden is saying the struggle is no longer about who gets to vote, it's about who gets to count the vote. That's all you need to know about the Democrat strategy. It is why, in the short and at least intermediate term for this country, it is irreversible. That this man would get up and paraphrase Joe Stalin, and nobody calls him to task. Well, you know, the problem here is, you know, Obviously, Joe has no brains. We know that. And he has no morals. We know that. But what were the people coaching him thinking? Are they thinking that we're so stupid that we have no historical background to understand that it was Joe Stalin that actually said that? Do they not think that if you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it? They probably don't know that either, because they're out advocating to repeat history. And so Joe doesn't make sense with anything. And he's still out there trotting out that he said the other day, there is no risk to taking the vaccine or any one of them. There's no risk. Why aren't you doing it? There's no risk. Be patriotic, are his words. Isn't that interesting? Because he contends he's immune and gazillions of people are catching the COVID, Omicron. That's more prevalent among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. I'll tell you, the only thing Joe Biden is immune to is common sense. That's all he's immune to, and which is not very common anymore. Anyway. But it's so bad, there's this little thing passing around through the internet. And it's this billboard. It's a Photoshop, but it's a billboard of Jill Biden. Oh, I apologize. Dr. Jill, Doctor of Education Jill, who wants to be treated as though she actually made it through med school when she never could have even gotten into med school. But this Photoshop billboard shows her, it's got a picture of her with a quote, "For the love of God, please stop. He thinks his name is Brandon now." And this one, thank you, Babylon Bee. Haven't quoted these guys in a long time. Shows a picture of shot of a 747 here. The caption with a handicap card. It says Air Force One, now equipped with a handicap parking pass. That is just too good. Well, as it turns out, I think I am going to have time to cover the piece that I wanted to cover about why you need to get your kids out of government schools, how bad, how forceful, how degenerate the Gestapo takeover of our schools is and has become, and growing. So I read you a little earlier in the program, the sixth grade teacher, queer lady, lesbo, who absolutely berates a straight sixth grade student, the boy. I'm going to read it again. She says to him, "Just because I support another thing doesn't mean I don't support people, straight people too. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I don't support black people or Irish people." And then gesturing to the six-year-old straight kid or ignorant people, "Would you like a special unicorn cupcake for being straight? All right, come here. Get a straight jerk cupcake for being a pill. You're annoying. You're very successful. Congratulations." What a derogatory word for piece of human male anatomy. "You're a dip. You're a dipstick, a butthead, a weasel, pain in the butt. This summer is LGBTQ, RSTUV." No, she doesn't say that. "LGBTQ month, and I'm not going to see you, so I wanted to give you something special." That is the lead into the next piece, which you don't want to go, do not want to miss what I have to share. And we're going to end up with something that will blow you away coming out of the California Bar Association that I had to complete. Don't go away. Robin Walter Show.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us as described in the book of Ezekiel. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
We are back. This is Robin Walter with Red Sky Radio, but operating these days under the Robin Walter Show. And I should let you know, those who support us, we take checks, contributions made out to Red Sky Radio, but we also take them made out to the Robin Walter Show. They end up basically in the same account. So however you desire to make that out, it's very much appreciated. Okay. The Gestapo operation, the takeover of government schools. Author and journalist Abigail Schreier has released documents and audio files sent to her that reveals teachers that are working to personally recruit middle-aged school children for their LGBTQ clubs. Okay, and I'm going to read from much of this because I just want to get it right and get it out and get it fast, get it out quickly. So they're tracking Google searches. These teachers are tracking the Google searches of their students to see who might be a suspect for recruiting into a queer lifestyle or tranny lifestyle. Now, Schreier is the author of a book called The Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. And of course, you saw this last week. I think it was in Pennsylvania. Is it the University of Pennsylvania, maybe, where the women's swim team just got blown away by some tranny guy who broke a bunch of records. And they don't have the guts. They don't dare to say, complain because they're afraid they'll get kicked out of school. Hey, get kicked out of the school. If your school does that, it's time to leave that school. But she wrote in a column last week that leaked materials from a meeting at the California Teachers Association last month revealed that the union, the teacher unions are all left. They're closer to being left of Fidel Castro than just left of Joe Biden, of the union, quote, advising teachers on best practices for subverting parents, conservative communities, and school principals on issues of gender identity and sexual orientation. Let me read that again. This is the California Teachers Union providing advice in materials, written materials, how to advise teachers, quote, on the best practices for subverting parents, conservative communities, and school principals on issues of gender identity and sexual orientation, end quote. The audio materials reveal that, according to Abigail here, quoting from it, that the speakers went so far as to tout their surveillance of students' Google searches, internet activity, and hallway conversations in order to target sixth graders for personal invitations to LGBTQ clubs, while actively concealing these clubs' membership roles from the participants' parents. This was authenticated by three conference participants at a sold-out event in October in Palm Springs, which says the 2021 LGBTQ Issues Conference, Beyond the Binary, Identity and Imagining Possibilities, provided best practices workshops that encourage teachers to have the courage to create a safe environment that fosters bravery to explore sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression. Now, according to Schreier's report, some of the union's workshops advise teachers on how to create the clubs, commonly known as a gay-straight alliance, while others called queering in the middle. But they've moved past that, how to be subversive by concealing the true identity of the club as to what's going on. One of the people who does this, the queering, says, "We're not official. In fact, sometimes we don't really want to keep records because if parents get upset that their kids are coming, well, like we can say, yeah, I don't know, maybe they come, maybe they don't." And they're changing the names of the clubs to the Equity Clubs or UBU in an effort to keep parents at bay by concealing the fact that they're recruiting their precious young impressionable children into queer lifestyle and in the process of so doing, qualifying them for the ultimate condemnation by Jesus. It's better that a millstone be tied around your neck than that you lead one of these little ones astray. So these teachers apparently competing in the race to hell to see who can be punished the most are proud of their behavior. And they are. They are proud. There's one of them who said that they take pride. She said, "So we try to start and identify the kids. And when we're doing our virtual learning, we totally stalked what they were doing on Google when they weren't doing schoolwork. One of them was Googling Trans Day of Visibility. And so we're like, check. We're going to invite that kid when we get back on campus. Whenever they follow Google Doodle links or whatever, right, we make note of those kids and the things that they bring up with each other in chats or email or whatever." She said, "We use our observations of kids in the classroom, conversations that we hear, to personally invite students because that's really the way we kind of get their bodies in the door. They need a little bit sort of an invitation. And then the parents come around, and because we can conceal the identities of the children and the real nature of the club, the parents come around and while we control the messaging," they say, "but everyone says, oh, Mrs. Caldera," who's one of these people, "you're so sweet. You volunteered to do that?" Well, she admits, "Of course I'm so sweet that I volunteered to do that because I can control the information that goes home. And for the first time this year, students have been allowed to put openly LGBT content into our morning announcement slides over the speakers." You think that's bad? I'm a California lawyer. I'm a Michigan lawyer. I have to renew my bar membership. And I don't mean the Honky Tonk Bar Association. The California Bar Association. I have to renew it periodically. I have to do it online. I have a 6-question survey that I have to take. 6 questions. I can't get to the renewal page without going through the 6-question census, they call it. Question number 1 deals with what race do you identify with? I want to say, what the heck do you care? Number 2, are you disabled? What the heck do you care? Did you serve in military service? Oh, I see what they're asking about. They want to identify who I am and what I am, and are they trying to target me? I answered those 3 questions. Now we get to number 4, 5, and 6. Question number 4. Which of the following best fits with a gender you identify as? Listen to this. Select all that apply. Male, female, gender variant, non-conforming, non-binary, or two-spirit, T-W-O. What the heck does that mean? Am I living in Sodom and Gomorrah here? But that's not the end of her for question number 4. Question number 5, which of the following best applies to you? Select all that apply. Cisgender, whatever the crap that is. Transgender, intersex, or not listed. Do they end with that perversion? No. Number 6, how do you describe your sexual orientation or sexual identity? Select all that apply. 1, lesbian. 2, gay. 3, bisexual. 4, heterosexual. 5, pansexual. 6, asexual. What the crap does that mean? 8. I'm sorry, I'm 7. Not listed. But then, please specify. Here's your chance to specify how screwed up, demented, debauched you are, and therefore fulfill the request of the California Bar Association in its race to hell. And some people wonder why I left California. And some people wonder why I'm developing other skill sets at this stage in my life. Because I may get disbarred, right? I guess it would be, if for these reasons, I guess it would be a badge of honor. But what's up for you? Same as it is every week. You got to sit tall in the saddle, America. You ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. We'll see you next week.